Good morning, everybody, and welcome to TCO Performance Center here at Eagan. And we're really excited. Similar to the process we had at U.S. Bank Stadium, we want to be transparent, and we welcome all of you and the community throughout the construction of this Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center and the TCO Stadium. We reached a major milestone just a few days ago with the last steel beam going into place. So we felt it was a natural time to bring you all here on site and to provide an update for you. So now, with less than a year remaining, time is flying. We're incredibly excited as a Vikings organization about this incredible project, and for a number of reasons. First and foremost, we're going to give our players the best possible environment to succeed. And that's still our ultimate goal, is to win Lombardi trophies and Super Bowl championships for the people of Minnesota and for Vikings fans everywhere. The facility is going to provide much-needed modernization and upgrades that set the pace within the NFL and are critical in recruiting and retaining future players. Secondly, for the first time in decades, our entire Vikings staff will be consolidated under one roof, which will improve continuity, efficiency, and collaboration in a technologically advanced environment. And finally, we have a chance to do truly something special. I mean, our vision is to have a first-class, world-class destination and an environment and for this community and for the surrounding region. So with the site's proximity to both Minneapolis and St. Paul, as well as to the airport, we have a unique opportunity to create a Vikings destination, a fan-friendly and a family-friendly environment. And we can engage and host youth high school sports in an unprecedented way, with the stadium potentially hosting games and youth football camps. You'll see when you step outside how this area is full of beautiful topography, rich and dense property with wooded areas, wetlands, and trails that will be encouraged for public use. And finally, the location has tremendous space and flexibility for future growth, allowing us to take this underdeveloped site and turn it into a vibrant community asset. We were very deliberate in incorporating three brand pillars. First, relentless, which will give our players the best environment to win. Second, unifying. That's for the community elements. And third, innovative. And we have a vision here to perhaps do many innovative things, things such as potentially a STEM building or things of that sort that could be open to the community and be a community asset. So we have great partners on this project in Crawford Architects, Kraus Anderson, and I particularly want to mention Twin Cities Orthopedics, who have been great partners to date, and we look forward to a continued long, great relationship with them. Together, we're putting Minnesotans back to work and building something truly unique and special. And we in our ownership, we as an organization, our entire staff, I know as well as the folks at Twin Cities Orthopedics, we're incredibly excited for this vision as it's becoming a reality, and we'll embark the Vikings organization on a great future ahead.
And as Mark said, it really is a special day, so good morning to everyone. It's special to be here. This is something that's very unique. I mean, to be in a position to do something cutting edge in this environment in professional sports is incredibly, incredibly unique. There's a sign out in front of Winter Park, and it talks about the day that it was dedicated, and it was May 15th of 1981. So, ironically, 36 years ago, 2 days ago, 36 years ago, that's when Winter Park was dedicated. We've been there a very long time. But to have an opportunity to come here to Eagan, have great partners in Twin Cities Orthopedics, I was also great partners here with the city of Eagan, is something that's very unique and special. I think we need to realize this is an opportunity for us in Minnesota to do something again to make us proud, to build a vision here for the community, for our franchise, for our players, coaches, staff, to do something that's very unique. We're in five different locations now. We have employees in five different locations: at Winter Park, the Blue Building, the stadium, here, our 1010 office. So this will be the first time, especially since the Will family has owned the team since 2005, that all of our employees, we have approximately 190 employees, will be under one roof. And so when you start thinking about the synergy, the collaboration, to be able to work together, is very special and unique. And one of the things, this really goes back, thinking about this, back to really October of 2004, the first meeting with the Wilt family when they sought to buy the Minnesota Vikings to plan ahead. There were some things that were very important to Mark and his family, you know, one of which was to build the best stadium in the world. And I can confidently say that we've accomplished that at U.S. Bank Stadium. Another one was to build the best operations, the best organization. I believe we've done that, and we're getting better every day with that. One other one was to host the Super Bowl. We're scheduled to host Super Bowl 52 next February. The next one was to win a world championship. We're working every day to do that, and I'm confident that we will accomplish that goal one day. And then the last one was to build the best world-class headquarters practice facility in the world for our players, coaches, and staff. And here with Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, we will be able to do that. And so when we start thinking about all the things that we've talked about, a potential tech accelerator, an incubator, a STEM program for the community, Friday night light football games, and not only football, this goes for youth soccer and various other sports that we look to use this here from a community asset standpoint, and to build something that's from a global standpoint. This is not only good for Minnesota. This will create jobs. It will create energy. I can't tell you the number of people around the world who are talking about this environment here. And for us to collaborate with, again, another great Minnesota company, Twin Cities Orthopedics, to be able to do this is going to be special. This will become the epicenter of sports, entertainment, technology, health, and wellness. People around the world are already talking about this. So to stand before you today is I'm honored as a Minnesotan to be proud to say again, we did it at U.S. Bank Stadium, and we're going to do it here again to build the best headquarters environment in all of professional sports. And so we're looking forward to moving here. And I know there'll be a lot of questions that we can deal with. And I know one of the questions will most likely be, what does this mean for training camp? And one of the things, as you know, you can just look at the space, the 200 acres, the 40 acres where our practice facility will be. This environment here creates opportunities to do unique things here. And we're planning to program this in ways that, again, brings honor, class, grace to the entire state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities area. And so no decisions have been made as far as training camp is concerned. You know, as Mark alluded to, we are a transparent organization, and it starts at the top with the Wilt family, and Mark is our leader. So when final decisions are made on that, we'll approach it like we do everything in a very professional, transparent manner. But I think if you look around, we're programming this area to be able to accommodate as many fans as we possibly can and to give back to this community. But again, our goal here is to build the best sports headquarters environment that touches upon health, wellness, technology, that can bring in the community, that people not only here in Minnesota, in the Midwest, in the United States, but around the world look to this as a global destination for unique activities that's changing how the people live, how the people work, how they play, and how they take care of themselves. So on behalf of the Wilt family, again, I'd like to thank Twin Cities Orthopedics to have the vision to work with us, to work hand in hand with us, to do something special for the state of Minnesota. And I also like to thank the people from the city of Eagan and all of our contractors, Cross Anderson and Crawford Associates, for working with us. But I know we're going to be very proud of it, and I'm confident, just like everything else that we've worked on here since the Wilt family has owned the team, that you'll be proud of it too. And so we look forward to talking with you later. Thank you for taking the time today, and I'm excited for you to actually be able to look at what we've done here in a collaborative manner. But again, our goal that we do everything every day is to do the best that we possibly can, to do things first class, to do it with style and grace, and to make the people here in the state of Minnesota proud of what we stand for. So thank you for coming out today.
And I join Kevin and Mark and our whole team with the excitement of what's coming to Eagan and Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. It's really going to be a special place. It's going to be a team effort, as our stadium was, downtown U.S. Bank Stadium. Incredible facility, incredible team effort from a lot of our organization and our community. And so we're working hard to make this a community-focused facility, and then we'll touch on that real briefly, and then we'll get into some of the specifics about what we're going to see over the next year plus. I do want to mention Dave Osberg, the city manager, and Jill Hoopmacher with the city, our partners in Eagan, great partners. Great to see you. We're out here on Vikings Parkway, which was part of our overall work with the city, but just beyond that, the hospitality that we've felt and the work that we've done collaboratively has been outstanding. So we've been, as Mark and Kevin have led our charge on vision and what do we want to see and how is this facility and this experience going to be community connected. Everything that we've done and our goals have been focused on making sure that Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center is connected to our community. And so just real quick on what that might look like and where we're headed on that vision. We've been very intentional about it. Winter Park has been great. It's a popular destination for a lot of our partners, community, corporate, otherwise, but we're space limited. We don't have the ability to get a lot of things going on there. Egan headquarters is going to be very intentionally designed to make it accessible and to partner with our community. And just a couple of the highlights, you know, Vikings youth football led by EJ Henderson and Brad Madsen and our entire team. We do a lot in the community. We partner. We have NFL Play 60. We have flag football programs, a lot of NFL initiatives. And then we have youth football camps where we work with kids throughout the state of Minnesota, and we expect to have some youth football programming for sure that are led by the Vikings and our youth football team. The Minnesota State High School League, we've been working with Dave Stead and his group over the last couple of years as this vision has started to evolve about how can we make this a destination for high school football, but also other high school sports, but specifically to high school football. We've been working with the high school league on two things. One is, can we have a rivalry game, a Friday night lights game during the regular season that would be at Egan in the stadium that will hold 6,500 people? And then secondly is playoffs, is the Prep Bowl. Leading up to the Prep Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium is the quarterfinals. And those who follow high school sports know that those games, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, are played in neutral sites. And this is an ideal opportunity to host that activity at Egan at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center and at TCO Stadium. We also have talked with the high school league about soccer and lacrosse, but primarily we're a football team. We're going to focus on youth football and high school football, but there's an opportunity. This is a multi-purpose facility and field that you hear about that we're going to be able to host soccer, lacrosse, and otherwise. The Minnesota Vikings Foundation will have their programming as part of this, and we'll have an opportunity to partner with our community partners as well as nonprofits outside of youth sports. And then just generally, the event space that we have here has been, again, intentionally designed to be accessible to the community and usable by all. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Steve Poppin, our CFO, who will get into a little bit more of the details of what you're going to see over the next year or so.
Thanks, Lester. Appreciate that, and I want to extend my welcome to you as well. I'm going to walk through with you just the actual practice facility itself and the things that we have going on there on the 40 acres that the Vikings practice facility will sit on. A few things that you have up here, and I'll walk through these. These are some of the items that are listed, and I'll walk through and put some context to where those will be in the facility. But we have our 5 outdoor practice fields, 4 of them that will be grass, 1 of them will be synthetic, and that's inside the turf. Plus we have a 6th field, which is the indoor practice facility, which you can see the steel if you've driven by, or you will this afternoon coming up. The stadium will have 6,000 seats. I think the capacity will be 6,500 with some grass berm seating in there. We'll be able to expand that stadium if needed up to 10,000 capacity. In the future, outdoor training areas with sand pits and inclined surfaces, I'll show you and compare that. Most of you guys know Winter Park and what we do there. We're going to put something very unique here that we're excited about. The indoor practice facility, which we spoke about, 92,000 square feet. That actually approximates the square footage that we have at Winter Park. The difference is the height and the ability to punt inside the indoor practice facility here. Team auditoriums, position rooms, the expanded locker rooms, hydrotherapy, cardiovascular, all of those things, we're going to be expanding those. We either don't have them or have limited access to them at Winter Park. We're going to be expanding that to where it's state-of-the-art in this new practice facility, plus our administrative offices as well. So what I want to do is just kind of give you a quick walk from the west to the east. So what we have, this is our groundskeeper building. You guys know this at Winter Park as the building that's underneath the grass roof out there. We're expanding that. These are the four fields that you have, the four grass fields that you have outside.
Steve, can I just ask an orientation question? So when we looked up,
yes.
We see that structure. Where is that on?
Yeah, so let me give you some orientation. Good point, Rochelle. So this is actually facing north. So if you were driving by on 494, this is 494 up here, okay? And Dodd Road, which you came in on, is right over here.
To show where we're sitting. Okay.
Where we are now.
So where we are right now is we're down right down here.
So that building
so
over
there.
So
if you walk out where the bus is outside the window and you look this way, you would be looking right this direction.
And what's that building? Is that the stadium?
Is it go through that?
The one that we can see out the window
yep,
here.
So that's this right here. That's the dark area that you see right here. That's the steel. The indoor
indoor
practice facility and the administrative offices that are going up. The stadium is not, the construction hasn't started on that yet.
Thanks.
Between us and the building is the stadium.
That's correct. So between this facility, yes, and the buildings is where the stadium's going to be. So again, this is to the west, this is to the north. 494 is up here, Dodd Road is over here. So we have four outdoor grass practice fields. Currently at Winter Park, we have two. The uniqueness about these fields is these are squares. So we actually, and this was very important to us from a technology standpoint, Grant Davidson and our turf crew, is the ability to take these fields and actually rotate them. You know, right now they're north and south. You can rotate them 90 degrees and go east and west. So instead of having four practice fields, you actually, from a wear and tear standpoint and a usability standpoint, you actually have eight fields from that standpoint. These two northern fields are going to be heated. We're putting hydronic heat underneath those. So when we're in a playoff push in January and we're going to, obviously not playing, in that particular case, not playing at U.S. Bank Stadium, but if we're playing in at Lambeau Field in January, we have the ability to practice outside on grass just like we would be playing in that particular game. This little area right here is the incline surface area and the sand pit. So you know at Winter Park we have that hill that they run up, which is the berm on the west side of Winter Park. We're creating a very unique deal with many different incline areas that'll have the players will be able to run up, do their training with the strength and conditioning staff. The sand pits are going to be over here. One of the things that we're also doing is everything from a technology standpoint will actually be connected. So as the guys right now, if you've seen it, the guys are up on the scissor lifts videoing. They drop the tape down. They have a runner that runs it in, and then they start processing it. We're actually going to be doing away with the scissor lifts. We're purchasing these telescopes. So everything will be done based on the ground, and it'll be connected into the field. We'll have wiring throughout this field. So as it's being taped, it'll be automatically be back in the film room and being cut up immediately. So one of the things about this is we're connected in everything that we do. As I move over to this way, this is the indoor practice facility and the headquarters building, and I want to point this out. This area right here is the indoor practice facility. The difference here, again, square footage-wise from Winter Park, it's actually similar. A little bit bigger, but similar. But it's the height. So at Winter Park, we are 72 feet clear in the stadium, which in that facility, which doesn't allow us to punt. Here we're approximately 100 feet clear, so our punters will be able to punt. We've always been able to kick off, but we haven't been able to punt. They've always had to go down to the stadium to punt at least once a week. We'll be able to continue to do that here on a daily basis. Then this area right here, if you look at this, it's vision a hatchet, an old Vikings hatchet. This being the handle part, and this being the axe part. That's the architects that designed that, Doug, and he'll talk about that. But this is really where the players are in the hatchet part of this. So on this floor down here is going to be our weight room. You'll see some pictures on what our weight room will look like. We'll have our expanded locker room in here. Hydrotherapy is going to be in this area. So from a hydrotherapy standpoint, what are some of the things that we're doing? we're doing a recovery room in here where players are able to, after their treatments, actually can go into this dark room, recover. We'll have all these different modalities in there to help them. We actually have a mini one at Winter Park right now. We're expanding that significantly here. The second thing is we're going to have all of the latest technology from a hydrotherapy standpoint. I think we have three hydrotherapy tubs. One of them will have a treadmill inside of it, so we have the ability to rehab our players effectively and efficiently during the process. Another thing that we're putting right in this area next to the training area is a cryotherapy room. If you know that technology, it's essentially 180 degrees below zero. And the players, instead of jumping into an ice tub for 30 minutes, they can go into this cryotherapy chamber for 3 minutes and get the equivalent, if not better, results with that. So we're excited about putting that together. Then as you kind of move over towards this from we have our meeting space. So as you know, at Winter Park, our meeting space is cramped. It was built, we've said this before, it was built in 1981, Kevin mentioned that. We've just outgrown it. So in this particular area, on the first floor, we will be having all of our meeting space, all the breakout rooms, defense, offense, all of that in this area. And then on the second, I'm going to come back to here on the hatchet. On the second floor, that's going to be the coaches area, coaches meeting room. One of the things we're going to be putting in here is a state-of-the-art draft room. So Rick Spielman and his crew will be able to have a year-round draft room. As you know, right now at Winter Park, we have the coaches conference room that we convert into a draft room on a temporary basis. We will now have a state-of-the-art war room that we have the ability to use year-round that will be dedicated to Rick and his operations. And on the third floor of this particular building, on the hatchet piece, is going to be the administrative offices, ownership offices, sales and marketing offices, accounting, finance, legal will be up on this third floor. And then one of the really neat things that we're going to have right here, it's called an amenity deck. So we're going to have a very sizable piece of on top of the building, and we'll show it to you when we get out there. You'll be able to be out here on this amenities deck and be able to see the practice fields from this side as well as the stadium on this side. So it's going to be a really neat feature of the new facility. Back on the handle piece right here, on the second floor, the first floor, this is where the locker rooms are going to be for the coaches and staff, etc. We're also going to have Vikings Entertainment Network. Lester mentioned VEN and what we do. We're going to have a state-of-the-art, the best production studio in the NFL for sure. We're very excited about it, and we have an auditorium. So on this particular side of the building right here, the auditorium, as you know right now at Winter Park, is in our practice facility. It's in our indoor practice facility. We just don't have the ability to do that out here. So we are going to make this right here. It'll cross over two levels. And the really unique thing with this is there's an accordion wall that we're putting in. So that auditorium actually is adjacent to our VEN studio. So we can raise the accordion wall and actually do a live show with a live studio audience in there of up to about 200 people. So we're excited about what the opportunities are for that. And then on this side of the facility up on the third floor is our cafeteria. You've all been in our cafeteria. You get to overlook the park, you know, the parking lot for us. Here you're going to have a beautiful view overlooking the lakes over here, so you'll be able to enjoy some great cuisine and a great view at the same time. And then I'll just move down here to the stadium. And so Lester mentioned we're very excited about this stadium and what the opportunities are with this. Probably the biggest thing for us when we were designing this stadium was, number one, we needed to be able to host all of the events, and Lester hit it. It's not just football, primarily football, but it's not just football. It's going to be lacrosse. It's going to be soccer. It has the ability to host rugby. So we actually have the ability with this stadium and the size of the stadium and what we're doing there to actually host, NCAA Division II football games. NCAA lacrosse tournaments. Those types of things are things that we have the ability to do in this stadium, and we intend to go after some of those events. And then you guys will appreciate this black area down here. It's going to be a press box. It's not going to be your typical high school press box. It's actually a press box that will have a media center in it. It will have places for you to sit while you're watching games. It has full television capabilities from a production standpoint, and we'll have the coaches' booths up there as well. So those are some of the items that we're excited, and as you can see here, and Don will get into some of this, we have walking trails around the lake, so we're just really excited about what the amenities from a live-work-play standpoint
media
are going to be on this.
Media room.
Yes, and your media room is going to be right about here.
Most importantly.
And you actually will have access to that media room 365. So we have a separate entrance for you. You'll have the ability to come into that media room. Obviously, there will be a check-in process from a security standpoint, but you actually have dedicated access to that room. It does, and it's controlled on once you're inside the media space. But you will have access to that space, and you'll appreciate it. It's nicer than what you have right now. So we're all right. That was it that I have, Jenny. Jenny's going to take you through some great pictures of what you'll see inside and some of the things we just spoke about.
Yeah, so I'll give you guys a little more peek behind some of the things I mentioned, some of our branding initiatives. So our design team has been working really hard. We've got about 120 locations throughout the facility that we're going to brand, hitting on our key pillars, as Mark mentioned, being relentless, unifying, and innovative. So the team, the next time I think we'll bring you guys out, we'll show you a little bit more of the branded areas where we're going to be recognizing players, our Hall of Fame members, Ring of Honor, and our staff. We want to make sure, as everyone mentioned, this is a place that now our whole staff is going to be there. We want to recognize the staff as well as the football team. So this is the amenity deck that Steve mentioned that overlooks the practice field as well as the stadium. This is the weight room, which we'll see a picture of in a minute. The garage doors open up out to the practice facility. This is the stadium looking north. So this is the back side of the big steel structure you see out there right now. We've got the cafeteria and auditorium on the east side over there. Again, weight room, player facilities over here on the west. This is the indoor practice facility. As we mentioned, 98 feet clear inside. We've got the clear story to bring in as much natural light as we can. This is the main entry, so the dedicated media entrance is right here off to the side of our main corporate entrance. So again, the auditorium outlooks over here. This is the cafeteria. This is the main lobby entry. So as you enter media, you'll be just to the side of our main lobby entry. We've got ability to have private events in there. We can have conference rooms right off of here. As you walk through your corridor into the media workroom, we've got the ability to see in and out from there. This is the auditorium, as we mentioned, 180-person capacity, the glass that overlooks the back side, and then the expandable wall behind here that you can lift up and be in the production studio. And then this is a peek into the locker room. We've got 95 lockers in there. The underside of the ship is the cool ceiling element. We've got the Norseman engraved there. We've got fireplaces. This is the weight room. So again, bringing in as much natural light as we can from the outside. We've got the garage doors that open up to the outside. The ceiling fixture is something we worked with Crawford on designing. So as you see from the outside, you'll see this lighting, kind of cracked glacial fixture. And then we'll go into the development for that.
This is a world-class destination. So this is the next box to check on the real estate development side. This is a campus that is being orchestrated by, you'll see the name on the bottom left corner here, MV Egan Ventures. That's the family-owned real estate development company that is orchestrating the rest of the development around the Vikings headquarters and practice facility. This is a 200-acre map right now, that 40 acres of which is being taken by the practice facility and headquarters. The other 160 acres is right now a blank slate that we are developing into a world-class destination. So still many things to come, many amenities to come. As Steve mentioned, the trail system, he showed you the trail system around this one lake that's being created. It will extend around all of the different aspects of the campus so the public can come and run, walk, bike around the different trail systems. Use of the lake in the summer and the winter. We'll definitely be bringing aspects of how we can use this entire campus all seasons. What we have contemplated right now is a hotel conference center, working together with the city to bring that to reality. We have a vision for that, to do it in a world-class way from a destination standpoint, so people coming to this location have not only a place to stay, a place to host meetings, a place to bring their employees if it's a company, people coming to visit our campus. And then additionally around that, a office development area that could be commercial office, could be retail, restaurants. We'll be putting a bridge across this lake that will be a pedestrian bridge that will have an amenity in the middle that we're still developing. What exactly that will be, a Viking ship, something that will be a location that people will want, a photo opportunity, place for people to go as they walk from one side of the campus over to the Viking side of the campus. The retail and restaurants and things that could happen over here as well as to the south. The northwestern side is a to be determined. Right now we're showing this as commercial. We have with the city of Eagan now entitled 3 million square feet of total development rights. So if this area is commercial, could be residential, could be retail, still looking at options for that. The southwest portion we have identified as a residential area, up to 1,000 units of rental apartments. So we're working on a plan right now to put that into reality. That would also include basically a place where people that are at the residential campus would use a clubhouse facility, maybe a fitness center. We're looking at a separate fitness center that would be for public use, not just for people, residents, but a destination for people to come to, possible daycare for people who are at this campus as well as people who come and work in the area. Obviously, all of our corporate partners around this area would come and use that as well. And then what we are developing next, which is under development, you'll see today, we have two buildings that we're building. Steve mentioned the Vikings Team Store Hall of Fame that will be at the first floor of this building, what we're calling our Sports Medicine Center. The top floor is a TCO that Troy Simonson will talk about. TCO will have the top floor of this for their Sports Medicine and Performance Center practice. This is a medical office building we're building for TCO right now that's under development. MV Eagan Ventures, along with TCO, has a joint venture, which we're doing to build those two buildings. We have a targeted second medical office building adjacent to this one, a sister building, that hopefully will come soon after the medical office building for TCO opens. So that's our campus overall. As we drive around, you'll see this building steel going up, this building footings going in, and this is the steel that you'll see the building now structures in place for the Vikings headquarters. So with that, Troy Simonson will explain more about the TCO part of the campus.
Well, good morning. Make the obvious understatement, Twin Cities Orthopedics is very excited to be a part of this project. So obviously a partner with the Vikings, also being the sports medicine and orthopedic provider for the team. And then in addition, as Don mentioned, we will be developing a medical office building out here and a sports performance facility. The biggest thing, or one of the things I want to stress about this, is this is public facing. So this is bringing these services to the city of Eagan. Yes, we may see a Vikings player or two. Quite frankly, hopefully they don't have to come see us. But this will be very focused on bringing these orthopedic services to the Eagan market and in surrounding area. So inside of this is the a rendering of the medical office building. Full service clinic, orthopedic clinic services here, all specialties from spine, upper extremity, total joints, sports medicine, foot and ankle will be a part of this facility. An orthopedic urgent care, so open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., basically walk-in services, again, for the market area. Physical therapy, hand therapy, and then a outpatient surgery center as well, located in this site. The second location that Don identified will house a sports performance facility. So this will be unlike any other facility that is in this metro area right now. This will be state of the art. We have had staff travel around the country looking at other facilities, bringing the best of the best to that facility. Very focused on the sports performance side, recovery side, and the training piece. So again, nothing that that is in this metro area today, and will be a great asset to this market area and the emphasis on obviously sports medicine and training. In addition to that, so as far as timeline, we are looking to open these facilities in April, so less than a year away that these facilities will open up. We were very eager to get into the Eagan market, so I also want to let everyone know we have actually opened a temporary site in Eagan as of actually last week. So we opened up a temporary site basically on the corner of Duckwood Drive and Pilot Knob Road, offering orthopedic urgent care and physical therapy services at that site. So that is absolutely just a temporary piece, but a stepping stone to get us involved into the market. And honestly, we've been a part of this market area for a few years. We actually hold the sports medicine contracts with the local high schools of District 196, so of Eagan, Apple Valley, Eastview, and Rosemount, and have held those agreements for the past few years. So bringing these amenities into this community as well will be a huge service to those local high schools and to the student athletes of those schools and obviously the families and community members as well. So obviously I publicly want to thank the Vikings as well. It's been a great partnership, and look forward to bringing these healthcare services to this campus and obviously continuing to grow the services within Viking Lakes. Thank you. And I will turn it over to Doug with Crawford Architect.
Good morning. First, I wanted to thank Mark, Kevin, Steve, the rest of the Vikings organization for allowing us to be a part of this exciting venture. We've been working on this for many years now. There's a lot of late nights and sweat around the table here that's gone into what you guys are now starting to see, the culmination of what's coming out of the ground out there. And I think to say that any of us are excited about what we're seeing is quite a bit of an understatement. I think we're all just ecstatic, and we're very happy with what's coming to fruition on the site that you guys are going to see here in a minute. It's not often that as architects we get to work with organizations like the Vikings that have such a strong presence and identity and brand essence, as Mark started to allude to from the very outset. It certainly gives us a lot to work with, and it makes our job even more exciting when we start to work with the form of the building and start to play with the functions and shape what you guys are actually seeing out there on site. And because of that, what you are seeing, it's not just your typical office building that you would see anywhere else throughout the metro. What we really strive for was to exemplify what the Vikings stand for. We hearken back to the history of the Vikings and also played off a lot of the innovative technologies that are available to us today related to the architectural shell of the building, the systems that get integrated into the facility itself. It all kind of plays off of each other, and it gives us a facility that is very energy efficient. It's very conscious of the environment, but at the same time, it's a world-class facility to look at, and our hope is at the end of the day, this is setting the bar that much higher for the rest of the NFL and the rest of the teams and the facilities that you're seeing built throughout the United States and the world. What you see here, Steve started to mention a few of the functions within the facility here. This is the actual very far east extent of the office structure, and you're starting to see the IPF in the background there towards the interstate. So the two areas of significance here are the main plaza entry and the auditorium. The auditorium is a two-story volume, and we're actually using the belly of that auditorium to mimic the hull of the ship. So as you walk into this facility, you come in low, and then it opens up into a two-story space that's going to be upwards of 25 feet tall at some points. So very dynamic entry to the facility. From the very first steps in the facility, it's going to be very obvious that you're at the home of the Vikings. And then directly above that, Steve started to mention that the dining facility is located here on the very top floor, so you're going to have very panoramic views of the lakes and development to the east, as well as views to the south across the development. And the nice part of this too is you also have nice views to the stadium, so there's dual functions that dining space can be used for on stadium events as well. One thing to touch on, the facility is currently working towards being LEED certified. So there's a lot of systems that are being installed right now by Krauss Anderson on site that you're not necessarily going to see at the end of the day, but they're all very vital components to the facility operating properly. And as I mentioned, working towards saving energy, water use reduction, increased insulation within the envelope, so it improves the performance of the mechanical systems, the electrical systems, and everything throughout. With that, I'll hand it over to Mark, and he can give you a little bit more of an update on the construction and the schedule of the project.
We thought some of the important elements of the architecture, we thought we'd play a little game with. The fantastic thing we have at Krauss Anderson with any builder is we get to build all these great designs, and that's a passion of what I do, is try to take the drawings and make them into reality. But we took this area, and then that's kind of the same look that you probably will see part of on the bus tour. But you can start to see how those elements are shaping and how construction progresses. You had another area. This is looking over the concourse at the stadium and the headquarters. You can kind of see the weight room in the distance, and you know, this is kind of what it looks like right now today.
So this is the main team weight room structure here. So you can imagine being at a stadium event, and the majority of this area will be left transparent and glazed. So the ceiling that Jenny was showing earlier will be a very dynamic impression on those that are actually within the stadium too. It'll all be lit up, and especially during night events in the stadium, it'll be quite a showpiece for the Vikings.
Thanks, Doug. So Krauss Anderson, we're very excited to be building this facility. We thank the Wolf family and the Vikings for the opportunity to build this fantastic project. I am the last speaker, so we'll be just a couple more minutes here. But just some metrics that we have here. We began in August, as they had said earlier. We started foundations basically right before Thanksgiving. Structural steel basically has concluded. Roofing is in progress right now. Exterior wall precast. Outdoor fields that Steven mentioned, the sod is actually going to start in July of this year. So, you know, as muddy and dirty as it is out there right now, we'll have fresh green grass out there in July and August. The stadium, which has a synthetic turf field, will be installed this fall, and the indoor practice field will be put in early next year, leading to a Vikings move in on March 1st of next year, right after the Super Bowl, and then we owe Twin City Orthopedics their two buildings by April 1st of next year. Touch on workforce and safety, obviously very important here. Currently we're averaging about 150 to 180 Minnesota workers every day here on site. We expect to be about 300 to 350, probably towards the end of this year, early next year, with all the interior finishes. Safety is a huge thing here on this site. Zero recordable accidents. We just passed 100,000 hours on site this week. So, we're roaring. We're burning 6,000 hours a week. We do have diversity goals on this project from a minority and woman-owned businesses. Right now, we're currently 18.5% of the construction contracts awarded are being awarded to those firms. And we have an on-site workforce right now that's at 15%. So we're managing to those metrics also. We do have a drone that comes around, or a person who operates a drone, and you need to start that. And so, again, some of the things you won't be able to see today, obviously you're in this building, the old Northwest Airlines building. And as we said, we're oriented up here. When we go outside and get in the bus, you'll probably be able to catch a glimpse of this work and the TCO building work that's going on over there. Again, we talked about the fields. Very unique. This is Vikings Parkway, a new road. Everybody might remember Northwest Parkway that used to kind of cut through here and bisect the site. It's been rearranged, and it's much more user-friendly now. Just a few other stats.
Can you point out to them where the stadium will be so they can
see?
Yeah,
this is the hole for the stadium. So again, it looks like it's a little oversized because, again, it's a larger field than normal. The groundskeeper building with some other amenities. So they'll take care of all the turf management, not only for the fields, but for the entire 40-acre facility. This was our drone guy being creative. He got some sunset shots with the IPF building in the background. Again, safety, a couple other things. We just celebrated Safety Week, which was a national program throughout the country, focusing on safety. We had seminars. The Vikings were kind enough to support a lunch for all the workers on site. And so again, things are going really good. They're going really fast, managing in and out of the rainstorms in our typical Minnesota building conditions. This is the MOB building and the parking lots.